Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And welcome to Luna Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today it's all about the Libra Lunar Eclipse. The Libra Full Moon Lunar Eclipse will take place on Monday, March 25 at 6 p.m. on the dot in Sydney, 7 a.m. in London, and 3 a.m. in New York. This is the first of two eclipses and the official commencement of the first eclipse season for 2024. It's a full moon lunar eclipse. So lunar eclipses always take place on a full moon, and they happen when the Earth positions itself between the sun and the moon, casting a shadow across the lunar surface. It often makes the moon look vibrant red or orange. It's got all of the energy of a full moon, but like times a thousand. So it's really, really amplified. So if you're affected by full moons, strap in, folks. You've heard me saying it for weeks, but eclipses are potent. They are so, so potent. They open a portal to a higher state of consciousness. They accelerate our timelines. They create transformational pivots. And they're not opposed to a sneaky little plot twist. Now, because this is a lunar eclipse, there are likely going to be some endings that occur. Now, before you start ruminating on what's about to end in your life, there is much to consider. This eclipse and the one that follows in Aries are part of a larger eclipse cycle that we've been experiencing since April 2023 and that we're going to continue to experience until the end of this year. The next eclipse season of 2024 will occur in October, and that will be working hand in hand with what goes down now. So let us enter this eclipse season knowing that it's all part of a much, much bigger story. Before we dive into the intricacies and specificities of this eclipse, let me tell you a little about what I believe to be true about eclipse energy, having experienced many eclipse seasons myself. It's quite uncomfortable. Yeah, eclipses are. They always bring what turns out to be really good stuff in the end because they're putting you exactly where you need to be. But at the time, it can feel super uncomfortable. Eclipses always have your best interests in mind, even if it doesn't feel like that initially. So definitely keep that front of your mind. Whatever happens during an eclipse is part of a much bigger cosmic and karmic plan. That is something I want you to keep bringing yourself back to. All that's required of you is to keep trusting in that, and I will be in your ear on this podcast reminding you of that. Eclipses will always push us to exactly where we need to be because it's soul contract stuff. The best thing that you can do is go along for the ride and get curious about where you have been led. Relationships are under the microscope this eclipse season, at least the way we relate with others. Libra is symbolized by the scales, and in this instance, we're looking at the balance between giving and receiving in relationships. Focus on yourself and the relationship itself rather than focusing on the other person. Now, I do understand that they are in the relationship with you, but what I want you to think about is there's you, there's the other person, and then the relationship itself is almost another entity, right? All that you can focus on and control is you, and you play a major part in the relationship. But the other person, no, we're not focusing on them during this eclipse. Also, caveat, when I say relationship, I'm going to say it again and again and again and again. You could play a drinking game with how much I say relationship in this podcast episode. I'm talking about any kind of relating, right? So romantic, yes, but friendships, professional relationships, sibling relationships, parent relationships, any kind of relating. If your focus is romantic relationships and you're currently single, the following questions still apply to your patterning and tendencies in relationships. So these are the questions for everyone who has this podcast in their ears. I want you to ask yourself, where am I giving too much? Where am I not giving enough? Am I open to receiving? Is there an equal exchange of energy taking place in this relationship? Are my needs being met? Am I meeting their needs? Do I know what my needs are? And am I aware of what their needs are? Am I advocating for myself? Am I compromising too much? Am I compromising enough? Are there patterns or habits that are no longer serving me or this relationship that I need to release? You may recall earlier that I said that a lunar eclipse is all about endings. Relationships that feel unstable and are a little rocky are likely to be tested under this eclipse. Now, the endings won't necessarily be about the relationship itself ending. It could be the end of a belief or a pattern or a habit or a thought. It could be the end of a point of contention or conflict. Or perhaps the end of the honeymoon period, maybe. The best and most poignant thing you can do for yourself and to get the most out of this eclipse season is to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself all of those questions. My single friends, you may change the way you look at relationships and what you want to attract. If what you've been attracting previously has not served you, maybe it's time to shake shit up. If you're not clear on what you're looking for, make space either before the eclipse or on Monday to get clarity around what that is. And I'm telling you now, it's going to make the Aries solar eclipse all the more powerful when it comes in 2 weeks' time. Single or not single, I want everyone to think about the health of your relationships. Relationships are such an incredible part of being human. Connection is our most valuable resource. Healthy relationships enrich our lives. They support our growth when they're based in equanimity and reciprocity. Knowing what you value within relationships of all kinds is such a guiding light for what you will and won't tolerate. The trick is you have to hold yourself accountable to your own values too. So, a stretch task for everyone under this eclipse. Can you get crystal clear on what your relationship values are? Then do a health check on the relationships in your life. You might not like the results, and that's okay. And look, you always have free will. Stick around if you want. Keep trying, keep pushing if you want. But don't you think we all deserve a life where we live in alignment with our values and relate with people who are able to honor those values too? This eclipse will be when we release relationship dynamics that no longer serve us, where we bid goodbye to relationship patterns that we keep repeating again and again. where we recognize and own the part that we play in the health of the relationships we welcome into our lives, and where we get an opportunity to attract exactly the kind of relationships we are worthy and deserving of. The South Node is the karmic node we're working with this lunar eclipse. So there will be a shedding of the past in order to move forward. If you can do this, and perhaps you've been doing it already, there could be a fate-fueled catapult of forward momentum that takes place. You could potentially evolve into a higher state of being, getting you closer to your potential, your purpose, and your karmic rewards in this lifetime. For this reason, eclipses tend to bring fated events. They put us wherever we need to be, regardless of the intentions we set. So rather than trying to micromanage the universe during this eclipse, practice surrender and let the eclipse have its way with you. The tricky bit with all eclipses is when you end up somewhere that isn't how your linear and logical human brain imagined it. And you believe that maybe you're just immune to the magic of eclipses. Well, I am here to tell you, you are not. You've got to trust the process. And just as a reminder, this is playing out until the end of the year, right? So the ending that occurs with this eclipse season might not produce results or have a rebirth of sorts until the October eclipses. So just keep that in mind. It's all connected. All right, let's talk about some ways we can work with this eclipse. First off, this eclipse will highlight the imbalances in your relationship patterns. Your job is to commit to releasing those patterns under this eclipse portal. Does this mean cutting ties with your own behaviors? Does it mean cutting ties with certain individuals? Only you know the answer to that. If done correctly, the payoff is that you can reconnect with the core of who you are. Get reacquainted with yourself. And that, my friends, will be very, very handy come the Aries solar eclipse on April 8/9, depending on the hemisphere you're in. Secondly, cast your mind back to the last Libra eclipse that occurred on October 14/15, 2023. That was a solar eclipse. Yeah, it was October. Yeah, a solar eclipse. If you cast your mind back then, what was going on for you around that Libra eclipse? It might uncover some clues into how your relationship dynamics have been activated under this Aries Libra nodal axis. Next, question for everyone. Are you a people pleaser? These eclipses are your opportunity to break that habit for good. In fact, all of these Aries Libra eclipses that we're having are trying to shake the people pleaser out of all of us, right? It's not a badge of honor to be a people pleaser. Bending and contorting to make other people happy at the expense of your own happiness. And we all deserve to feel full, right? We all deserve to be able to bring some peace and harmony and balance without having to take the load on ourselves in order for other people to feel better. So if you do have people-pleasing tendencies, there's millions of books out there about it. But I want you to really think about how you can start to make changes, put some boundaries up, take care of yourself. This is what these eclipses are teaching us. If you have your North Node in Aries, then you are absolutely getting this lesson. You're going through your nodal return at the moment. That's the big lesson for all of you. All right, next. Remember how I said that the South Node is all about the past? Well, don't be surprised if people from yesteryear come waltzing back in around this eclipse. That's just a universal test, all right? So don't fall for it. If it's not a person, it might just be past memories that come flooding back in. The South Node loves to do that. So you let them go. Don't entertain them. I promise there are gifts on the other side of releasing that pain. With so much letting go going on around relationships, it's also a really good time to reflect on the relationships in your life that you're grateful for, that honor your values, that allow you to stay in alignment with your own values. This is just a hot tip. You can take it or leave it. I would clean the house this weekend if I was you, and not a tidy up. I would do like a big spring clean, even though it's autumn in the Southern Hemisphere. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you could officially do a spring clean. Libra is all about the aesthetic. And with the way that eclipses work, I just personally think, and maybe it's my Virgo moon, I think that having a tidy space when chaos hits always feels a lot better than existing in clutter and mayhem. My next piece of advice, take it or leave it, is to rest as much as you can. That kind of contradicts what I just said. Clean the house and then lie down. That's what I would recommend doing. Permission granted from me, your humble host. And then last but not least, expect the unexpected. It is eclipse season after all. You got this, guys. Don't worry. You'll be fine. If you want to become a Lunar Lover subscriber, I will be dropping a special full moon lunar eclipse circle on the podcast on Sunday for subscribers, for Ascendant subscribers. So if you want to subscribe, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode. You might also want to consider booking in for a natal chart reading. I have very limited spots at the moment. I've cut down on my time while I'm running Celestial Storytelling. And then I've got about a month before I go away and have a holiday. Can't wait. And so there are limited spots. I might open up some more spots in early May. I haven't decided yet. I've got to kind of see where my nervous system is sitting. But my recommendation is to book whatever's available. And if more spots open up, you can always move forward. All right, my loves, I'll be back next week. We're going to do an episode all about existing in between eclipses, because there is 2 weeks in between the Monday eclipse and then the Aries solar eclipse, and we are still in the portal. So we'll talk about how to make the most of that, and we'll talk more about the themes of the Aries Libra nodal axis. Until then, I am Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.